and you're listening to Stages. Well, opening this week, playing from this evening at the 505 in Newtown is Home Invasion, a celebrity infatuation work, media, the world of the media. And we have the writer Christopher Bryant. It's a nominated for the 2015 Griffin Award, our New Australian Playwriting Award. Christopher Bryant, the writer, is in the studio with us, and Chloe Bayliss. So is this telling us something a little bit about your self or media infatuation? Tell us a little bit about
like
it.
Very, very, excuse me, I should have done some vocal warm-ups.
Yeah, me too. I feel like that this morning.
Just, like, a bit crunchy. So I guess in some respects it's I came to the stories because it's based on real stories.
Okay.
Sort of extrapolated, I guess, through seeing parts of these women that sort of at the center of this play in myself, and seeing that kind of obsession, but then sort of using it as a way to look at media obsession and sort of online disinhibition culture more broadly, and sort of looking at, I guess, the state of the world and the way that we interact with our media and just, you know, winning and trying to be famous and...
And all being a bit famous ourselves or wanting to be.
Yes, yeah.
Now in this new media world.
As Andy Warhol said, everyone gets their 15 minutes.
And, yes. Yeah.
And you're using JonBenet in this and dream sequences, I believe. And is that also a part of the media, how it dissects murder and more serious subjects and make them more lighthearted? Or?
Yeah, well, it's... I don't know, it's sort of both lighthearted and not. So it's a sort of lighthearted to the point where it then starts to turn and become a bit...
macabre?
Yeah, macabre, that's much better. I was going to say psychopathic, but I was like, that doesn't really... that's not really... so it sort of treads a fine line, I guess. But I've also been really interested in sort of the resurgence of these kind of iconic stories.
Because there was a documentary recently made.
Yeah, very, very recently.
Yeah.
Which was amazing, but it's nagging to the point, like, it's sort of very quite... palimpsest, I suppose, where people are so obsessed with these stories that they're now stories about the obsessions with the stories as opposed to about what actually has happened, and no one knows, so everyone's trying to dig and trying to find it.
Yeah.
And it's sort of, I guess, in a way, the play plays into that by commenting on it at the same time.
Okay. Mm. And Chloe, who is your character?
I play a wonderful character named Sam, and she is also part of one of the real stories that wonderful Christopher here has written about. I'm not sure if people have been aware of the story about Amy Fisher, the Long Island Lolita. So she's I'm not sure how much I can say about the play to give it away, but she's she was a young girl back in the 90s, I think, and she had an affair with her mechanic at 16 years of age, and then she on this theme of obsession again comes quite obsessed with this man and forms a plan to kill the wife. And this actually happened in real life, which is kind of amazing. Wow. So I play Sam, and she goes through a series of dreamlike states, I guess, of how she would go about this plan, I guess. A few people have been referring to it as a bit of a David Lynch type play in a way, because we go through what's real, what's not real.
David Lynch mixed with Fatal Attraction.
Yeah, for sure. So I play Sam, and she goes through a number of dreamlike states like that until we see what is real. And I also play JonBenet as well.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Just both stunning and terrifying. She's very good.
Oh, great. Wow. Where are the stories come from? How did this sort of idea germinate for you?
I actually started to write it 2012, ages ago, but never really could make it work, which is sort of inspired by another character in the play. her name is Paula Goodspeed, her name is Paula, but she's based on the real life person of Paula Goodspeed, who was basically the first, one of the first tragic auditionees in American Idol, who ended up taking her own life at the front of Paula Abdul's house. She was so obsessed and like just wanted her attention so much, and was rejected and couldn't. And so I was really, I guess, horrified and sympathetic, and just wanted to find a way to tell this story, because everything that I'd seen and could find about it was like, look at this crazy woman, rah, rah, rah. And it's like, well, okay, yes, she was mentally ill, but I think there's a bigger story and there's a bigger thing to look at. And then as I was researching that, I sort of happened upon Long Island Lolita and that whole thing, and sort of they became intrinsically linked in my mind, but I couldn't really find a way to make it work until 2014 or so when I was...
And do you think there's an issue there? I mean, an issue with mental illness and the way that the media treats people, or perhaps incorporates people into reality TV and that sort of thing?
Well, I think, yeah, especially particularly around that real life Paula. I mean, her name is Sandra, but she called herself Paula. But especially around her, there's evidence of like the producers just sort of being, oh, you named yourself after Paula Abdul. Like, we can't wait to get you in front of her. And then the real life Paula Abdul sort of being like, no, this woman is like, she has stalked me. And then being like, putting it in and sort of using it as a way to be like, well, she'll be interesting TV.
Yeah, that's right. And what it'll dummy.
Yeah.
And get media interest as well.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Like, because she dressed like Paula Abdul as well.
Oh, no. Really?
So it's like a bit. And then, you know, she had this online blog that she was up at the time of writing. I don't think it is up anymore. But I found it. And, like, the responses to the things that she was putting out there and being like, to all my fans, people just being like, kill yourself. You're so horrible. And then when she did, then being like, we're so sorry. And it's like, okay, you're sorry now that she's not there anymore. But it's a bit
late.
Yeah. I also think with everything that we've said, it says there's quite dark themes in it. But the way that Alex Balazs, our wonderful director, has directed it, it's very heightened and fun. And I think you come into the theatre with this very, very high energy. So the audience are going to be taken on a really wild ride. Yeah. And sometimes it's, you just want to laugh at these characters. And then later on down the track, you may find that, it's probably not right to laugh at them.
Because there's a sense of absurdity in all these stories, isn't there?
Definitely. These characters. So we've really played on that fact that it's quite high and high energy, high stakes. And I think it'll be quite fun for the audience to come in. To see.
And so is there singing and
I don't get to sing, but Kate Sheil, a wonderful actress who plays June, she does a lot of the pop star stuff and a lot of the dancing. So it's,
and do you have a big cast? How many are in it?
Six.
Great. Yeah. And does it go all the women? Way through? Like
One man.
Just one.
Great.
So is it a two actor or a one actor in
It's sort of, I guess, like, it's two acts. So I just forgot to
say
words.
It's one act.
It's one act. So you sit all the way through.
Yeah,
which a lot of us are preferring these days, actually.
Yeah, it's like bang, bang, bang. Yeah,
really. They do an amazing job. Yeah. Like, they play, like, so many characters between six people.
Right.
Like, 50, 60. Like, because there's, like, a lot of tangential characters.
How far back do we go? Because, obviously, this sort of new wave of media and obsession is kind of
different from the 90s.
We've said it sort of early 2000s. Most of this happened. So we're sort of in that time frame within 4 years, I think.
Yeah.
Wow.
And does anybody actually play Paula? Paula Abdul?
Yes.
Oh, right.
Yes.
That is, very well.
Wendy does.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, it sounds like lots of fun.
It does,
Well, I'm going to play a little Paula Abdul.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's time.
It is time.
Thank you so much for coming
in.
Chris Bryant and Chloe Bayliss from Home Invasion, playing from this evening and opening on Friday at the Old 505 Theatre in Newtown, Eliza Street.
Yeah, get there.
Here we go. Oh, my God. This is great. You're the whisper of a summer breeze. You're the kiss that puts my soul in.